And
work on Egypt's constitution is underway by a 50-member panel formed to amend the document that was written under Depo's president Mohamed Morsi. A panel spokesperson says they will conclude the work by early November, after which the draft constitution will be put to a public referendum. Meantime, the panel is holding a series of meetings with representatives of different bodies, ranging from political groups to artists. The panel has so far approved one-third of the document, mostly made up of non-controversial topics handling basic freedoms. However, changes are expected in the voting system adopted during the brief rule of the Muslim Brotherhood, where two-thirds of parliamentary seats went to party lists and one-third to individuals. Despite the former constitution approved in a public referendum by 64%, it stirred widespread protests for being written exclusively by Islamic forces and for limiting freedoms and not taking into account the diversity of the Egyptian population.
The panel has to put into consideration the cultural and social diversity among Egyptians, and if they fail to tailor a constitution that suits all of us, then I think it will not succeed.
And while the current panel includes representatives from across the Egyptian spectrum, many fear that Islamic stream are being underrepresented, with the Salafi Nur party being the only political Islam group in the amending process.
I think the appointed government is committing a fatal mistake by sidelining the Islamic stream, which represents a large portion of Egyptians.
Following a referendum on the constitution, parliamentary and presidential elections are set to take place in accordance to the political roadmap announced by the military-backed interim government.
It's likely that the constitution will be fully rewritten by November to move away as much as possible from the previous document. And while the task seems to be difficult to achieve, many are hoping that a consensus will be reached in order to move the country forward from the current strained political situation. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.